Attention, film school students, here are a few announcements. Item 1. Well, they took a character that could talk to fish and try to make him interesting. Item 2. They made a couple movies about him and they threw everything at the wall. Item 3. And how much stuck is a matter of opinion. Oh, and item 4. If anyone can find the film school janitors on their lunch break, tell them it's time to review Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. More like a lost opportunity or a franchise or a universe.
Here's a little story about a trio of janitors. Might have heard they worked at a well-known film school. They picked up a few things other than trash. They might hate your movie or if Trump think it's cool. Every now and then they get together for a lunch break. Trash talks a movie or TV or streaming. Rodney and Jason and Sean, they'll clean house. If you listen close, you can hear kids screaming.
If we wait any longer to do Aquaman, I'm not going to remember shit from the movie. That movie, I started forgetting shit the second it was over. Like, I know my memory's bad, but my brain's like, remember when your uncle touched you when you were 8 and you forgot about it? It's kind of happening again to you right now. Want to forget about what's happening. And my brain just started forgetting this movie.
But it's not like you forgot, because a lot of stuff that happened in the first one happened in this one. It's like some of the same returning characters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like
all returning. I know what you're going to say.
Well, it's basically the first movie got lucky because they threw everything at the wall and it was like 5 movies in one.
Yeah.
You know, you had Indiana Jones at part, you had a horror movie at a part, you had this action adventure underwater. Mm-hmm. This one tries to do the same thing, and at a certain point, I watched it again, or at least kind of in bits and pieces, just to kind of refresh myself.
That's the only way you can watch it.
So like when it starts off, you basically see Jason Momoa going, you know what? Fuck it, this movie I might have context in. Mm-hmm. I might wear the Aquaman thing. But I'm just going to be fucking Jason Momoa. When he's like riding around his motorcycle on the beach showing off for his kid, it's just like he showed up not giving a shit. Nobody in this movie gave a shit because they knew it was the end of the ride.
They probably had people come back and record shit and they're like, you know, I'm not really into it this time. Because and then they cut out a lot of shit. Amber Heard had a lot larger parts, and now they cut a lot of her shit out, which they claim they didn't do, but everybody knows they did.
We did.
I mean, you know,
it wasn't going to affect one way or the other. So to me, it's like, leave it in. Just fuck everybody.
And then they did the black spear. What is that called? What was that thing that gave him his powers?
The trident, the one from Terax or whatever.
Right.
Cordex.
Gave the enemy from part one his
which
power
I actually
again.
Liked. I liked Manta. Like, Manta's a good character. Like, and I actually like how powerful he is. And I like that he was possessed.
By the trident.
When they find that whole underground lair, like, I liked the aesthetic of it because they were trying to go for like a 1950s old sci-fi feel and it worked. But when they're like, oh, this is, Nicole Kidman Ms. AMC is like, oh, this is technology we've not seen in such a long time. And it's like, it's from the fucking, it looks like the 50s. It's not that long ago. But yeah, the whole premise, it starts off with, you know, you're seeing him kind of talk about, oh, my life as a dad is tough. Yeah. I'm also the king, and I don't know it's going to be so boring.
Sitting down with his dad, asking how his dad did
drinking
it.
Guinness, going, oh, he's like, give your son a brother. Well, I have a brother, and we don't get along, and it's just like table setting all this bullshit.
As soon as they said the brother thing, you're like, oh, the brothers will be coming in. But the son was sitting at the aquarium, like, talking to the fish.
I did like that.
You talked to fish, too?
And that baby was adorable, except it kept pissing in his face.
Yeah. There's quite a few pissing in his face scenes.
Well, Mira, even at one point, he moves, and then Mira controls water, so she makes Amber Heard makes him piss on his dad and then shit in the bed, I guess.
There's too many pissing in faces parts in this movie, a couple of them already. And I was like, oh, did Amber Heard write these scenes?
Randall Park, who is one of the FBI agents in the WandaVision and and Ant-Man and stuff, like, he's in this, and he's kind of the scientist. They're going into the Arctic looking for... what are they looking for?
I can't remember. There's another movie.
I think he's looking for the dark trident. And then the ice cracks. There's monsters.
When I saw him, all I could think was Marvel. I showed him, it's almost the same character.
It is, and he's so fun. I like him as an actor.
I like him, but I already have him here. Uh-huh. My brain has him here. Then you put him here. My brain's
doing like magic tricks, like the hand man, like the short card
Ant Man or something. Like, I'm waiting for Ant Man to pop out or something. It's the same guy. It's the exact same person, and they dropped him here, and it was my brain.
He's transcended through comics.
Is that what he was? Yeah. My brain just couldn't.
Yeah, he's the multiverse that the TVA is fighting.
And this movie, Sean, I'm not even making it up. I was telling him, I'm like, I think it legit had, I'm not exaggerating, I think it had five different endings where we thought it was going to end, and it kept going for a few minutes, maybe 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, you had the
then you think it was going to end again, and then something else happened. Oh, I think it did it five times.
There was 20 minutes left when the movie ended. There was 20 minutes left to keep going.
Yes, and I was telling Randall,
the movie ended, is 20 minutes left.
No, yeah,
because I watched it before you guys got here just to kind of catch up. I kept skipping through to go refresh myself. Mm-hmm.
And you kept thinking like, oh, it's going to end now. Oh, no. Oh, it's going to end now. Oh,
I know what you're talking about.
And I'm like, what are they doing right now? And
because they go to the first off, after he goes and rescues his brother,
yes.
They go to like, to be honest, my favorite, and I bought the toy for it, only this purpose, Topo the octopus, favorite. Yeah, yeah. That's like a great character that they should have used fucking way more, because he even gave him his seahorse Storm from the cartoons and comics, which they just used him a little bit at the beginning, a little bit at the end.
What was those little toys when you were little? You would drip water on and he would grow bigger.
Oh, yeah.
That's what his brothers made
out of. Sea monkeys?
Yeah.
A sea monkey.
Well, no. Sea monkeys were dried up little, like, brine and stuff. But no, the ones that you'd soak, like, a brain in water. Actually, I legit probably have one over there of, like, a brain, because I want to put it in a jar. I've got some jars with some
other stuff. It looks like real stuff and it's freak people out?
But, like, it'll grow in water, so I want to have, like, a brain in a jar.
You can put that in your fridge?
Huh? In the fridge or somewhere.
Jay comes by to grab something on your fridge and freak him out.
But, yeah.
He's only telling us the story because he's got a real brain in there. He's going to put it in there. He's
gonna, I didn't like, nothing.
Remember, I told you that was a toy. It's not real. Relax.
It's not real. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's not real.
It looks really good, but it's a good
toy. But he lays his brother in the ocean and he just gets all his muscles back and everything. And I'm like, okay, whatever. He's soaking it in. Like
he's dehydrated.
Toy. Yeah, he's really dehydrated.
They go to this underground, like, Jabba Palace,
yeah.
Which is for what reason, I don't know. Yeah. That voice, that character, Kingfish, is Martin Short.
Yes. Yep. Oh, okay. All right.
Then they go to area where the Orichalcum, which I did like when they, as soon as they started saying Orichalcum, I had a story that I was writing at one point where it was like about Atlantis and stuff. And I'm like, oh, Orichalcum, like that's a cool like metal that's a part that of it comes original? From.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like all part right. of their mythology. So I was like, okay. I haven't heard it in a long time in anything relating to Atlantis. So I was happy about that. But apparently they go to, remember Croods, the Croods cartoon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the place where there's giant bugs and plants eating. And I was like, oh, now they're in Croods. And knowing how I took a class in Maya, CGI animation at one point, like putting plants is a very basic first step when you're basically you create the plane and you can just keep dumping all this plant and fauna and stuff.
Okay.
And that whole fucking area looked just like something I would have done in Maya where they're running from the giant crickets, which would have just kept eating the mouse. They wouldn't have chased these two little fucking nothings.
Yeah.
And even if they would have went through all those Venus flytrap plants, they would have stopped and turned away and ran. They wouldn't have kept I don't know. That's neither here nor there. I remember when I saw this in the theater, actually, and I legit came out and went,
I'm sorry, you paid for this?
No, I have my AMC pass.
Okay, all right.
So I'm supporting Nicole Kidman when she's not doing these movies. But the walking out of it, I just kind of, my reaction was, oh, it was a movie. It had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah, but I remember being just, it made me angry. Not as mad as
Ghostbusters Pee
Wee Herman.
Me. Or that's part two, Big Top Pee Wee.
Not as mad as Big Top Pee Wee made me, but this movie made me like, because it was the movie I picked. I'm like, oh, I want to see Aquaman 2, but I want to go to movies to see it. I didn't really have time, but I was looking forward to watching it. And this is also DC's
Swan Song.
This actually closes off that old
Aquaman
DC
Swan Song.
Right. And
what's the last scene of the whole
I guess it
DCEU?
Does, yeah, it's. But I guess it kind of does.
What is the last scene, Randall? Do you remember the last?
In this movie, right?
Yeah, the post-credit scene.
I can't remember which one was the final scene. That's my brain started forgetting the second it was over.
Maybe I cut it off before I got there.
Yeah, I guess the basic story is this Korvax, who is from the Lost Kingdom, or Kordax from the Lost Kingdom, is somehow beckoning Manta to come find this dark trident that possesses him, and then all of a sudden he has all this knowledge and finds all this old technology. He declares war on Atlantis. He's going to declare war on the surface.
Yeah,
right. Aquaman wants to unite the surface and the underneath. He's like, he goes, we all live on the same planet. Let's work together. It's just, the world's getting smaller. That was like where some people go, oh, they're trying to be woke. That's why it flopped because they're trying to talk about global warming. Global warming is a real thing. Fuck you. That's not being one thing or another. It's fucking reality.
I watched reviews on fucking Marvel comic books right now. This week about how X-Men was woke, I'm like, okay, first of all.
Shut the fuck up.
First of all, that word, too overly used.
Because I don't Randall fucking know what it means.
I don't want to ruin X-Men. You haven't watched X-Men yet, have you?
Not yet, me either. I'm waiting.
But I was like, if you don't know the X-Men, then you don't know that's what they're about.
Marvel comics in general, anything understandable.
So when you watch X-Men and get pissed, that's the angle you go with?
Yeah.
Then I assume you don't know anything about X-Men, and I'm done listening to you at this
point. Your head's up your ass.
So
fucking enjoy.
Yeah. And I, dude, you haven't watched it. I really like the first two episodes.
I want to. I'm excited to watch it. Well, I've been trying to get through all our stuff.
The first episode does
week,
a little catch up. First episode's not that good.
Okay.
Second episode hits really well. And the third one's not out yet, but I heard it's really, really
good. Yeah, I'm excited.
I love what they do with Magneto. Magneto in episode two, he's got these like speeches, like these Malcolm X type of.
Loved even the fact that Feige was like, if we're going to do this cartoon again, we need the voice actors and we need rights to that song.
That's one thing we're going to talk about too.
Yeah. When we get to it. Okay.
Yeah. It's cool keeping some of the voice actors, but when you're 30 years older,
you sound bad. Just like Harrison
Rogue,
Ford.
Rogue sounds like she's gurgling. So,
Hey, honey.
Yeah, exactly what she's. I was like, oh.
Hey, sugar.
I go, but you know what it is? I was like, I just got to shut up and like it because it's the same voice actor, so there's nothing I can do about it, and I got to get over it.
I didn't know I was going to get this job again, sugar.
Exactly.
I just kept smoking.
Exactly.
I don't know.
But I was like, and it sucks because I'm like, you know what? They got the same voice, something I would normally complain about. They got the same voice actor, so I just got to shut the fuck up. That's all I got to do right now. I'm sorry, but Aquaman's horrible, dude.
But yeah, so yeah.
This
so
shows Aquaman, why DC and Diverse.
So Manta is trying to, like, destroy everything. So then Aquaman decides he needs to get his brother because that was the whole thing plot point.
Manta,
they made the
how
beginning.
Woke? It should be Womanta.
And the two of them are teaming up, and they wanted to be. Did you ever see the movie Midnight Run with Charles Grodin and what's his name from Heat? Not Al Pacino, the other guy.
I'm going to say no.
No, but what's his name?
No, I'm just going to say no.
The Godfather guy. What's the guy?
Al Pacino.
No, the other guy.
You said
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin. Robert De Niro is a bail bondsman tracking down the criminal Charles Grodin.
Oh.
Funny fucking movie. It's a great classic. Maybe we have to put that on the list. But but that's what they were going for with this, was to have this camaraderie movie between two brothers who don't get along. And then it just never went anywhere because Orm was not even that interesting as Ocean Master.
He definitely wasn't. No. It was like he was on the screen and I was like.
So it gets to the point where they finally find the Hidden Kingdom. They would need to kill a relative of, you know,
the
his bloodline.
He's got a sacrifice.
So they take the baby. They save the baby in time. Randall Park and Mira save
the baby.
And then
Sean's like, why did he put his baby in danger?
Yeah, you would say that on this movie.
I didn't have any strikes.
Why did he put his baby in the bottom of the ocean in danger?
Right. He's peeing on adult men's faces. Why'd you say nothing now, Sean?
Yeah, Boba Fett was fine with it all. But yeah, the movie didn't give me any strikes. So it didn't make I had no positive or negative on this movie. It was just there. And they are battling. Orm takes the poison trident or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He gets possessed, and the two of them grab it. Then they're kind of hashing out all their feelings.
Yeah.
The swirl, Corvax, I keep calling him Corvax. Cordex comes back to life. Yeah. He tries to throw the bad trident at him. He catches it. Then he grabs his good trident and throws it through it, and it kills him.
Yeah.
End of movie, like this whole thing, like no point build up. And then that's where you think it's the ending.
Yes.
You get Dolph Lundgren there. Yes. You get this crab guy. He's like, I lost my
It breaks into the Little Mermaid. Breaks into the Little Mermaid. Yes.
Then you see him doing the speech at the end, which looks like he's in front of a. It's like the Liberty, 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 Liberty Mutual. Like, Liberty, Liberty. It's like the same kind of fucking fake background behind him just talking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I am the king of Atlantis. I am Arthur Curry. And then he's like, I am Aquaman. Woo-hoo! And he jumps in the water.
Oh, Iron Man.
And that's
exactly
what they're doing. And it looks like it was filmed 5 days before
they
released it.
They said, fuck it, we're going out. We're burning this bitch down with us. That's exactly what it felt like to
me. And that's the last scene of the actual movie. Then the post-credit scene is earlier in the movie when he has Orm eat a cockroach. So he's eating a burger because he told him. He goes, oh, you got to try it. Honestly, I'll say one funny thing is when he's running. Do you remember this scene when they're in the jungle? And they're running, him and Orm. And Orm's got his arms at his side like he would if he's swimming, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what are you doing? He goes, I don't know how to run. It's my first time on land. He goes, oh, you got to move your arms. And then he starts running faster than him. Probably the only funny thing in the movie. But anyway, he tells Orm about burgers and stuff. And then he has him eat a cockroach. So as he's eating this burger at the end, he picks up a cockroach off the table, puts it on, eats it. Last shot of the DCEU. Pre-James Gunn.
Yeah, last shot of the
We need to do Blue. Anybody seen Blue Beetle yet?
Yeah, I saw Blue Beetle.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw Blue Beetle.
Yeah. You shouldn't watch things that we would talk about in such advance and save it for when we...
I watched Blue Beetle.
I know. I want to talk about it, so I was saving
it. You watched it when it came out.
There are so many things...
Yeah, whatever dropped streaming, I watched it.
Yeah. There are so many things that I save and don't watch because I think, oh, I'll wait till we're ready to talk about it to watch it, so...
Blue Beetle wasn't bad.
That's what I think we should do that one, too, but yeah, ultimately, Randall, what did you think about Aquaman?
Boring.
Yeah, I know. You didn't chime in too much. I mean, I was talking a lot as well, but...
Yeah,
Anything good?
No.
Anything super bad? It's just bland?
Super bad.
Super bad. It was just boring. Like, it didn't leave a mark on me. Like, I was sitting there, and I wished that there was, like, a handkerchief and talking.
Yeah, killer hats, no killer handkerchiefs. Anything would help.
Anything would help that.
What about you, Rodney, then ultimately, too?
It pissed me off. It was horrible. Like, I'm glad I didn't go to movies and see it. Like if I would have got up, and I would have probably got up 3 or 4 times to leave because I thought the movie was over. I have to keep sitting back down again. It's just...
You can tell, right? That they honestly were like, what are we... We're just collecting a paycheck here.
Yeah, it was... Yeah.
Would you say...
And the Iron Aquaman thing was the tip of the piss me off button at the very end.
Wait. Do you rate this better than the Flash movie?
Yeah. No. This is probably one of the worst DC movies they've made.
Oh, I
put this down there. I think it's horrible.
What would you say, Randall? Flash or this? Which would you rate?
I would put Flash over this.
You think Flash is better than this?
Yeah,
Flash is better than this. Flash is definitely better than this.
This is just a sum total zero. It really is.
Cool. So DC Universe is over. Can you pull up a list? Let's do a quick list real quick.
All right.
Let's rate them from worst to best.
DCEU.
I'm letting y'all know that I'm going to give, that's Shazam. What's the other one? Black Adam, high ratings. I like Black Adam. I don't care. Nobody.
All right. So we don't have to rank them, but I'm going to read them down the list. And then you can kind of say, like, well, what do you want to rank them on? A 1 through 5? Like, how many stars you would give it?
Yep.
We'll just do that, Rodney.
Y'all going to be shocked on 2 of them.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm letting y'all know.
Starting Man of Steel, 1 through 5.
5.
Man of Steel?
5. I'll fight you. Let's go.
3.
I'm going to say 3.
Man of Steel was great.
Yeah, it was okay.
No, it was great.
I'm sorry, Randall. No, I don't want to fight you, Randall.
We can fight. Let's take this outside.
I don't want you taking an Uber all the way home from here.
All right. Next is Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
0. 3 again.
0. 0.
All right. So I would say director's
cut. We should be doing like S tier to like fighting games. Like they do S tier to,
So you say 0 for Batman versus Superman. You say 3.
Another 3.
Now I would go director's cut. I'd give it probably 3. I'm not going to go higher than 3. Suicide Squad.
4.
The first one.
The first one?
The first one. 4. Not the Suicide.
4.
3.
I'm going goose egg on that.
Goose egg.
Oh my god, that fucking movie sucks.
I swear I'd give out more than 3.
Wonder Woman.
The first one. 4.
2.
So 2.
I like 4. The first one.
Okay, I'm going to probably give that one a 5.
I'll go give it a 4.
It's
a 4.
One of the better ones, I think. The ending sucks, but
when you saw that Wonder Woman, you thought it was going to be on track. It was going to fix the DC. And then,
It was just Captain America movie. Just
that's all it was. Yeah,
that's all. I couldn't get into it.
It was the same thing. Captain America movie.
It was the first Captain America. That's why I couldn't like. Oh, y'all just copied the movie.
It was kind of, but I still liked it.
And it was kind of really racist towards what she was towards the other people.
Yeah, I know.
But go ahead.
Okay, next one is Justice League. Now we'll go both the Joss Whedon version and the Zack Snyder. So Joss Whedon version. The theatrical release.
1.
Okay.
Yeah, those are rough, dude.
Yeah, that movie was rough.
Those are rough.
I'm going one. Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder was...
That's the one they added like another hour
actually,
to it.
I'll give that like a 3.
Okay, actually, I'm changing Wonder Woman to 4 because I'm giving Zack Snyder's a 5.
Really? That's Zack Snyder's
a 5? I said Zack Snyder one? 3. Yeah.
3.
Are we rating it out of DC movies or
just
out of their own universe, right?
Being a good... Just universe movie.
Okay, that's the one that's explaining the Flash and stuff more.
Black and white.
That's probably the best one out of the whole group. We're waiting it out of DCEU movies, yes. So I'm going to give that one a 5.
Okay. All right, so then we go. Now, Aquaman, the first one.
Three and a half, four. I think it's right there with my Wonder Woman. Because that's why I wanted to watch part 2 again.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go 4. Yeah. Shazam.
1. Shazam 1, 4.
1.
I loved it.
I did too. I'm going to go 4.
I loved it.
I'm sorry. I like both Shazams, to be honest.
Oh, you like 2?
Birds of Prey.
Oh, 0.
0, yeah.
Definitely 0.
How about I barely remember it? How about that?
Yeah. I liked it. I'm going to give it a 3. 1984.
I don't remember 1984.
That's Wonder Woman, 1984.
Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, 0.
That was a 1.
1. That's,
yeah, I'm going to give that one a 2. Because it was
the villain, everything. Oh, so bad.
The Suicide Squad.
4.
That's a 4.
That's a 4.
Yep.
I'm going 5 on that. And then Flash.
The Flash actually
wasn't. Oh my god, there's not that many movies really, 2? Weirdly.
3.
2.
2, 3. I'm going to give that one probably. It would have honestly, if they would have made it Thomas Wayne, I would have probably given it a 4. I'm going to go with a 2 on that one too. I did not like that. I get them for free technically with my AMC. Yeah. We got to see it in an advanced screening. And I was like watching it and going, what a waste. This is just a waste of time. Like, I raced to get to remember Rodney. Then Aquaman 2, what's the ultimate score for this?
Oh, that's a one. I absolutely hate it.
You didn't do Black Adam.
Oh, it didn't come up on this list. Oh, I did miss it. Oh, okay. Oh, I missed Shazam too. Okay, so Black Adam. Okay, so Aquaman, I'm going to go two. And then Black Adam.
Four.
I'm going to go three. Sorry, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
You hurt my feelings.
He's knocking me down more and more on the friend list every time I give a score.
No, no, we'll talk about Man of Steel, but when it comes to the thing, I like Black Adam.
It surprised me, but it wasn't like, I'll give that a solid three for myself. And then Shazam 2.
Shazam 2 is a two to me. I didn't like it that much. And I love Billy Batson stuff, so, but that one didn't.
One.
I'll probably give that a middle three, too.
I couldn't watch it.
All right, let's see what our averages here are now. 11, 6, 7,
10. Let's go.
All right. Our top two are Zack Snyder's Justice League and... The Suicide Squad are our top two at 13 points combined. Our next ones are Aquaman 1 and Man of Steel.
Okay. Your high score got it up there.
Yeah, I should have gave it less than a three.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what we were doing.
Just to drop
it a little bit. Yeah.
No take backs.
Okay.
10 is Wonder Woman and BA Black Adam. So they're pretty much the same page.
Yeah. Actually, this didn't turn out too
bad. Our 9 is Shazam. 1.
Okay.
And then 7 is Flash and the original Suicide Squad.
Well, that's a little too high.
Yeah, I think so too. Randall weighted it. He gave the 4.
I did.
And then Batman versus Superman's next was 6 and Shazam 2 is at 6.
Okay, that sounds about right there.
4 would be Aquaman 2 and then 3 for 84 and Birds of Prey. That seems like a pattern there. and then Joss Whedon is the worst with 2 points.
That's a pretty legit list.
Best would be
actually
the Zack Snyder and the Suicide Squad, which is the guy that's running DCEU now. And the worst is Joss Whedon. So
that sounds about that list is pretty legit.
Not too
list
bad.
There.
Not
yeah,
too bad.
Yeah, that's pretty yeah, legit like list there. Yeah.
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 Don't sleep on Man of Steel. This got us where we was trying.
I remember when it first came out and I loved Superman so fucking much, and I just remember being mad about that not being a Superman I knew and not being conscious of the people around him, because that's his whole thing.
Yes. He's going through the city, knocking buildings down and shit.
Because DC has tons of superheroes, right? They can all do whatever they need to do. But Superman's thing was he's a Boy Scout with these powers.
And he's more of a Boy Scout than Captain America.
And he thinks about what's going to happen to those people before he even does what he's going to do. And that actually becomes the more important thing.
He's a god trying to be a good human.
But I saw them going away from that. Like, they didn't...
You saw Zack Snyder going away. Nobody else is going away from that.
I saw them. Well, what about Batman? Batman held a gun. I was done at that point.
Oh, he did some recent interview, and he said they needed to do that to change him up, because that's what has to be done with him. People are like, this is why he should not be doing these fucking movies anymore.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
He took both characters, their whole thing that makes them who they are, and took that from them.
But Tim Burton did that too in the Batman movies. Like in Batman Returns, he's like blowing people up and killing them left and right, and it's kind of weird. I always remember the original Batman came out, the Tim Burton one, I wasn't big on it. It was so big that summer, and I was like, it was not on my radar.
Remember Ford, Wyoming? My mom took us to go see Batman 1989 in Ford, Wyoming. We were like around the corner waiting to get pulled in and see it and everything like that. I'll never forget it. I bought a Batman medallion from this Korean shop. It was all fake Batman shit. Remember back in the 90s, they had these like big African, had the African stuff on it. Well, they made ones that were Batman symbols.
I remember that.
So I made it was like this fake pleather. So I owned a big fake leather Batman medallion hanging off my fucking neck and thought it was so cool. I was such a little turkey little ass kid. But I loved the 1989 Batman movie. I fucking loved it.
Now, when Batman Returns came out, I loved that at
the time.
That's
a good movie. I rewatched it again recently, twice.
I went back and rewatched
it. When's the last time you watched it?
A couple years ago.
Rewatch it again.
Because I liked the original one more, even though it's a little bit dated by having all the like Prince music in there and Bat Dance and stuff. It's a little bit like, ooh, this is weird. But I honestly think that Batman Returns is way too indulgent. Because what happened was Tim Burton was nobody. what's Oingo Boingo guy, the guy, Danny Elfman was like kind of a nobody. The producer was like trying for years to get this going. So then everybody won, that everybody, it was, to me, Batman Returns is the Penguin movie featuring Batman. So,
but. I went back and watched Batman Returns,
that's the one with Catwoman,
around,
right?
Christmas.
Huh? That's the one with Catwoman.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, people call it a Christmas movie, so I already watched it around Christmas. Oh, okay. I really enjoyed it.
I mean, the sets are incredible.
I loved it.
It looked beautiful. That movie,
fucking
Max
amazing.
Shrek, great. Yeah, Catwoman's
you get to
great.
Write 4K. It's with like shadows and the blacks. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. It's fucking gorgeous. So,
yeah. The video game came out, and you could do what he did at the beginning of the movie, shoot the batarang, pull it out the wall.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
And the cartoon, you realize when you watch the movies, like, oh, that cartoon, yep. The animated series just took it and ran yep. with it. Yep. It's incredible, yep. but. Yep. But any other last thoughts on this, Randall?
Nope.
Rodney?
Nope.
All right, back to work.
Back to work.
Thanks for completing this course. For more lessons, follow the Film School Janitors on Instagram and Facebook under Film School Janitors and on Twitter under FS Janitors. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you may have found it, and feel free to email us at filmschooljanitors@gmail.com. Now get back to your studies.